BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's the Scott Mills Daily Friday podcast. There's an update on the guy who goes to random stag do's with a badger. An actual exam invigilator calls us to tell us all the secrets. And we finally get hold of the guy who left his final exam on horseback. What a week it's been for this show. Pitbull to start the week off. All-time low in armbands and shower caps yesterday playing innuendo bingo. And a bloke rode out of his final exam on horseback.
Legend.
I mean, I don't think it can get better than this.
Do you think we've peaked?
Possibly, yes. I've had such fun this week. Right, coming up, Charlie XCX. Also, I will tell you how you can get to watch the all-time low bingo from later in this week. Yesterday this week. So much has happened. Alt J as well, and a bit of Taylor Swift coming up.
Track of the day.
Track of the day.
BBC Radio 1.
So, track of the day today is from a bloke I saw in an ad when I was in the cinema last night waiting to watch Jurassic World.
How was that?
Oh, so good.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah. I really want to see it.
But I'm not keen on all these people on the news going, guys, we're not being true to the dinosaurs. No, just enjoy it. Just enjoy the film. Just enjoy what you're seeing. Mm. Let's not worry too much about how similar they are to actual ones.
I'm really not bothered whether the velociraptors are hairy or not.
I don't care if they've got feathers or not. I just want to relax and enjoy the film. Do you know what I'm saying?
I don't care if they have a hairy raptor.
I
just want to enjoy the film.
In fact, sometimes I enjoy those.
Exactly.
Anyway, so yeah, I was waiting for Jurassic World and Avicii was in this advert for...
Oh, I thought you were going to say Avicii was in the cinema. I was like, what cinema are you going to?
No. He was in the ad. You know the ads before. And it's one that I haven't seen on TV, but he's just basically driving a car. And you can see like the pound signs flashing in his eyes because they paid a lot of money to him to do that.
Yeah.
He's just driving a car that rhymes with Volvo. Anyway, so Avicii is our track of the day. It's called Waiting for Love. It's, well, you'll have it already if you've got the album. And he's Swedish, as are the car Volvo.
It's a proper tune, this one. Are you thinking this could be another big one with the farmers?
Well,
there's a lot of young farmers that listen to Radio 1, right? Do you not think that this is... And Avicii proper gets that farmhouse vibe spot on.
He does. So, I mean, if there are any young farmers listening now, let me know if this does it for you on 81199. It's Waiting for Love. It's new Avicii. It's Track of the Day.
Track of the Day.
Track of the Day.
BBC Radio 1.
I will never understand why so many young farmers listen to this show, but they do, and they've all been texting.
So many texts.
Why? Okay, let me put this out there. Why do you think we're so big with the farming community?
I don't know. I don't get it. We're doing something right with the young farmers out there.
Hello, farmers.
Hello, farmers.
Hello, farmers. Nice to see you sober. George says, yes, I'm farming in Great Eccleston. It's perfect for us farmers. Yes to Avicii, Godwin the Farmer in Norfolk. This is a massive banger. Come on, it's the weekend, says Jono in the tractor, waiting to be loaded with bales.
Farm banger.
It is.
Tractor banger. There's so many people.
I think we need to do our own version of that, especially for the young farmers.
What do you mean? Like, Monday I'll be milking.
I'll leave that with you.
I can work on that.
Okay. For next week?
Yeah, man.
A little bit of homework for you. Anyway, it's a yes, generally, to Avicii and Waiting for Love, Radio 1's track of the day. That's Sue and Faded on BBC Radio 1. It's Scott Mills here with Jason Derulo coming up. Also, Ariana Grande and Echo Smith. And yes, it's Friday. So, here's a bit of a massive who for you. One of my friends at the moment has got a massive love bite.
Hello!
They don't happen anymore.
That's quite old school.
It's really old school. What makes someone think, I mean, we're in 2015. I'm just going to suck your neck for a while. And it's going to leave quite a mark, a bit like a bruise.
Yeah.
It's and also, you know this person. I'm saying that they are 25.
They're not one of the...
I mean, off of 14, yeah, I get it.
So I know this person, but they're not the type of person that would have... quite liked that it's almost like a badge of honour.
No, really not.
It shows that, you know...
No, I mean, they didn't know it happened until the next day, and it was like, okay, good, and now proper stressing out about it. And they've tried the old toothpaste on it to bring it down. That doesn't work.
Well, it's particularly tricky this time of year, because if you are going to try wearing a scarf to, say, cover it up, you sort of, you look like a bit of a Wally.
Oh, I'm sweating out here. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. Hello?
Hi, Scott.
Hello?
Hello, Scott.
Yes?
You all right?
I'm fine. Who's this?
It's Steve.
Steve?
Hi, Steve.
Yeah, hi.
Okay, now...
Are you thinking what I'm thinking? Right.
Now, Steve?
Yeah?
Can I ask you, is that your actual voice there?
Maybe not.
Okay. So, I'm just guessing, are you a girl?
Possibly.
Okay, right. Why is this happening? Can you tell me?
Well, I don't want people to know who I am.
Okay, if I was you, I'd go deeper again.
Oh, go back deeper. Yeah, I don't want you to know who I am.
Why?
I want to sort of remain anonymous, because I don't want to sort of let slip who I am and let the secret out.
Okay, well, what's the secret?
I was an exam invigilator.
I see now. So you're an exam invigilator. You're putting on a deep voice and calling yourself Steve.
That's right.
Right, okay.
The voice is going up and down like crazy, I've got to say.
Sorry, I'm going to try and stay as deep as possible to protect my identity.
So...
You're doing a good
job. Doing really well. So Chris mentioned this yesterday. Sometimes exam invigilators, to pass the time, because a bit boring, they do play some games with each other.
Yeah.
During the exams.
Yeah, I was saying this. So what tends to happen is they kind of huddle at the front. Then one by one, they'll slowly break away from that huddle and kind of stand over people's shoulders. Now, I've been told that what they're doing is playing a game. And what they do is they say to one another, go and stand next to the one that ...
Yeah.
You know, insert right. phrase there. And then they will go and stand next to the relevant pupil.
Yeah, that happens.
So, for instance, the one that you think may become Prime Minister one day.
Mm.
Yeah, that happens.
Right. OK, I'll tell you what, because I can hear that you're struggling with trying to change your voice. Do you want me to do it for you? I've got all the right equipment.
That would be amazing, can you? Thank
okay,
you.
Now you've gone into your actual voice, so that's if fine. I was you, I'd go back down lower again.
Oh, sorry. Wait, I mean, up. Yes, please. That's right.
Right. Yeah, they're all right, mate.
Oh, okay, Steve.
Okay, Steve. Well, I'm going to play a song now.
Okay.
And then you just talk in your normal voice and my equipment will change it. I've got a voice changer.
I can talk through my normal voice from now on, yeah?
No, not yet. Wait a song. Okay. I'll set up the voice changer. Then you talk in your normal voice, but it'll sound lower or higher depending on what setting I put on it.
That's great. Thanks, Scott.
Okay, thanks, Steve. Speak to you in a minute.
Speak to you in a minute. The Scott Mills
Daily. So we were just speaking to someone called Steve. Hi, Steve.
Hi, Scott.
Hello. Hello, Steve.
Now, Steve wanted his voice to be changed because he's an exam invigilator.
Yeah.
And you want to tell us some stories, but obviously you don't want your identity to be revealed.
Yeah, exactly.
So what I've done is I have pitched your voice slightly higher, if that's okay, Steve.
That's great, thank you.
So now you can speak in your normal voice, but I've made it higher on this this equipment here, okay?
Oh, that makes sense.
Oh, no, hang on.
Oh, I'm very confused, though, because Steve before had a very deep, very manly voice.
That's right, isn't it, Steve?
Yeah, very.
Yeah, there we are. See, he's low now.
I think you just need to give it a hit.
You know, I can make you higher, though, Steve.
Hello.
No, that's too high.
Is it broken?
Hang on, I'm trying to fix it. Hang on. Steve, tell me what you had for breakfast today.
I had a sausage and bacon and bap.
And what?
A sausage and bacon and egg bap.
Something about baps there.
Something about bap, yeah.
I definitely had a bap.
Okay, I think that's changed your voice enough now. I think that I've found the right level there.
Great, thank you.
Okay, so what can you tell me, exam invigilator? Are the stories that Chris was saying, is that true?
I'm afraid so, yes, I'm sorry.
It is true?
Yeah, I feel awful now.
Well, no, it's fine. I've changed your voice and no one's going to know who you are.
Is it true what I've heard, that one of you will sort of walk around and someone else will go and chase after them? You play little games of chase?
Yes, because you're not allowed to run. You have to kind of do it really subtly, sort of walking around...
without being noticed.
Right.
What, so it's a bit like Pac-Man, you try and catch each other.
Yeah, exactly like Pac-Man.
Can you imagine that? I mean, it sounds quite fun.
It is very fun. When it's so boring, you've got to make some fun out of it.
What else do you do?
Well, we have little competitions to see who can hand out the most paper and pens.
Yes, I've heard about this one as well. It's real.
What, so you just try to hand out loads of paper?
Yeah, afraid so. For no real reason, just to make the time go faster.
So, because I remember when you do your exam, you get given some paper. So I take it, when you get to the end of that, which often happened, and you put your hand up for a bit of paper, is it that you and someone else are racing to get there first?
Yes, quite often. Anything that they put a hand up for, we quite often race.
And is it true what we were saying yesterday, that sometimes the invigilator, that's you, Steve, will go and stand next to a random pupil?
Yes, that's true, definitely.
Now, we've all had that happen, but why? What's the game you're playing?
Normally it's the person who's most likely get married or have a baby in the next year or so. the person who's going to earn the most money.
It's fascinating, this, isn't it, Mills? Mm. So the rumours are true.
Yeah.
I'm afraid so, I'm sorry.
We spoke to a girl yesterday and she'd just done her exam. And the invigilator was stood next to her for some time, so I wonder what category she was in.
Yeah. Yeah, they always used to stand over me.
Did
honestly,
they?
All the time.
What do you think yours was?
I could have been anything. Literally anything.
Sometimes it's a length of time that you can stand next to one student without making them feel uncomfortable.
It's a good challenge.
I love this because it's kind of like the inner workings. Like, we're getting a real insight into what actually happens. And so many people are doing their exams at the moment.
You know when you huddle at the front? Do you have a little team talk?
Yeah, quite often.
And what do you say? Or are you just planning the next game?
Often planning the next game.
Right.
The thing is, if anyone's going to be doing their exam this afternoon who's listening to this now, they're going to be so paranoid about why the invigilator is standing right next to them.
Mm. It's not always bad.
Oh, is it not?
No, I mean, sometimes it's nice things, like who's mostly likely to be in a boy band.
Oh, right.
What, so you go and stand next to the one you think is more likely to be in a boy band?
Yeah.
I mean, there's all sorts of categories you could do, really.
Sometimes we go and stand next to the person who we think hasn't had a wash in the morning.
Oh,
this is giving me a whole new outlook on invigilators.
Yeah. And it's awkward if you are doing your exam, you know, because you've got so much other stuff to be thinking about, not what award you're apparently winning.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You want to concentrate on your exams. You want to do your maths. You do your English. Not wonder if you're being voted for whatever category your exam invigilator seems to be playing a game with. Yeah.
Does my invigilator think I'm winning award for not washing this morning? It's going to play on your mind and you've got other things to think about.
Lols, if someone asks their invigilator, it's
Yeah. You can't talk, though.
What? Yeah.
You're powerless.
You can ask your invigilators questions.
Yeah, but you're not going to ask that, are you?
Yeah, it's a bit tricky to ask, do you think I'm most likely to be in a boy band?
I don't know. I think you should give it a go.
Okay, well, some people will do that now you've said that.
Good luck to them.
Okay, Steve, that's your name, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. I'm not sure I condone this or think it's a great thing, but thanks for sharing the information.
You are more than welcome.
It really has provided an insight for me.
Mm. Can I apologise?
Why, do you feel bad?
All the people that I've done this for.
Yeah, of course you can. This is like therapy for you, isn't it?
Yeah, it's good to get it off my chest.
Absolutely. Well, just say, I, Steve, exam invigilator, am truly sorry.
I, Steve, an exam invigilator, I'm truly sorry.
There we are. You've done your good bit.
I feel better now.
Thanks, Steve.
Thanks, Scott. Thanks, Chris.
We've changed your voice. No one's ever going to know it's you.
Oh, mate. Thank God.
Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye. The Scott Mills Daily.
Do you think I like that because it sounds quite like a Eurovision entry?
Maybe that's what it is, yeah.
That's Ariana Grande. And one last time, for everyone that's tweeting in every time we play it, the lyrics are, I know I should have thought it. I guess I'm being honest. Not anything about I Know I Should Have Farted. Although it does sound like that.
I'm not sure.
Why would she see that in a song?
But why would she say anything? I don't think she says thought it. I just hear farted.
Okay, it does sound more like
farted.
And now every time we play that song on Radio 1, that's going to be another one that's ruined because you think she's saying, I knew I should have farted.
Which I do.
You wouldn't put that in a song, would you?
Well, no, it's an interesting thing to be sincere about. I should have farted.
I know. I'm being honest. I should have
farted.
I know. Now I know. I should have. Some people are texting and going, oh my God, do all invigilators do that? Obviously not. It was like a one-off. But thanks very much to, was it Steve?
Yes, Steve.
To get you in touch. That's not all invigilators, obviously. But just in Steve's case, that's what they did to pass the time. And good luck if you are doing exams at the moment too. Rudimental on Radio 1, Scott Mills here. Okay, just to avoid myself and this show being on nerd alerts very soon, the actual lyrics to Ariana are, I know I should have fought it with an F, at least I'm being honest, hence why it sounds like farting.
Says farted.
It does say farted.
One. This is where it begins. BBC Radio 1.
Timber, Pitbull, Kesha, BBC Radio 1. Oh, I loved him.
Pitbull. Yeah, oh, it doesn't...
That was this week.
It's mad that it... Yeah, I was just about to say, it's mad that that was this week.
I loved his kind of pale white summer suit. I loved the glasses just perched atop his T-shirt there.
He ended up being really funny.
Yeah.
Because we weren't sure, even though we were proper excited, weren't exactly sure how he was going to be.
It's on the Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Please download it. It's free and it's got Pitbull chat on it from Monday and also all-time low innuendo bingo, which you can watch as well on iPlayer. Emma's been on Twitter saying, I'm really worried now as I had an invigilator stand behind me for a long time just 2 days ago during my exam. Don't worry about it. You've probably won some award. It's just not knowing what it is. Loving can hurt. Hi, Dash from Kidderminster, who says, I've just driven past a woman in Dudley wearing a scarf. Does that mean she's got a love bite? Probably, because it's actually quite warm today in a lot of the UK. And we were saying earlier, because one of my friends got a love bite last night, which I think is a low point.
Definitely. If someone's wearing a scarf right now,
yeah,
love bite.
Love bite. It's too hot to think otherwise. Gemma says, I've just driven through Wroxham in Norfolk and I've seen an old lady wearing a scarf. It's 21 degrees. Love bite.
Love bite.
Yeah. Don't matter how old she is. And then someone's been on saying, I kind of accidentally gave my boyfriend a love bite last night and now he hates me. That's from Tash. How do you accidentally do that?
That's what I'm saying as well.
It's not
an accident.
I accidentally gave my boyfriend a love bite. No, I'm not having that.
Know
Sorry.
What you're doing.
You know exactly what you're doing. And you know that tomorrow he's got to go to work and be like, hey! So he's probably wearing a scarf now too. Scott Mills here. Innuendo Bingo was excellent with all-time low yesterday. Jack was wearing Batman armbands. And Alex was in a really fetching pink shower cap. It's all-time low like you've never seen them before. And you can do this by going to BBC iPlayer, search for Innuendo Bingo. Or, as always, it's on the Radio 1 YouTube channel. Included things like this.
Now we're going to BBC Six Music.
Water, please. Everybody, yeah. And here's professional northerner Sean Keaveney. Now, Sean is sharing with his listeners some of the drawbacks of getting up so early to do the Six Music breakfast show.
It's 39 minutes past eight here on BBC Radio Six Music, and I'm Sean Keaveney. I've got my come in my shorts this morning.
What is going on there?
Wow. Oh, Sean. What were those sound effects he was playing, please?
I don't know, it's such a confusing one, that one.
I think the early mornings are getting to him. If you spot anything for Innuendo Bingo, you know where to email me. And also, any stories that you've got for the show, you know, because all the recent stuff that we've done, like the couple that went on the date in the castle,
yes,
or the guy that fancied the girl on the train. That all comes from you and from your email. So
you've
send
got to
us.
Share it. You've share got to share it.
It. Share it. Share your stories. Anything at all to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. And that's exactly the same for innuendo bingo clips as well. If you spot anything, tell me what channel, what they said on a rough time, and we'll do the rest. But yeah, share what you've got, whatever's happening in your life, because we do like to get a lot of you on at the moment. So want to speak to that guy on horseback that rode out of his final exam we were talking about earlier this week. But my email, use it, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
I should have known you were bad news from the bad boy demeanor and the tattoos.
My ex had a habit of giving me love mites if she knew I'd be out on a weekend with the lads. That's from Adam in Southampton. That's a good girlfriend distraction technique.
It's a tricky... Well, when it's a tactical thing like that...
Yeah,
it's,
she's like, I know he's going out with the lads tomorrow, so here's a love bite. Yeah. They are quite who. Someone's saying, have you had an update with the guy and his badger? Yeah, we're going to speak to him soon. It's 2:30. Here's Chris Smith.
This is BBC
Radio 1.
Ella Henderson on Radio 1. It's Scott Mills here until Greg James at 4. Matty in Coventry has been on saying, do you have any news on the guy and his badger spending his summer attending random stag and hen parties via eBay and Twitter? Yeah, we do. We're going to have an update with Will and his badger after Rixton. Good song, Rixton. We all want the same thing. Friday! Yes. On BBC Radio 1 with Scott Mills. So our listener, Will, last weekend, went on a stag do with people he'd never met before. The stag do opportunity was originally offered to Chris, but sadly you couldn't go, could
no.
you? So Will got the ticket on eBay. Hello, Will.
Hello, Scott.
Where are you now?
I'm at work.
Oh, back to reality.
Back to reality. Yeah, it's killing me.
And how was the stag? The 5-day stag in Budapest.
It was amazing.
Yeah, you loved it.
Probably the best experience ever. Yeah, to be honest.
Now I'm hearing that you've just got your badger insured. Is that one?
Yes. Yeah. £60 for the year.
So how does that work? You ring a company. I've got a badger, needs insurance, toy badger, must add.
Yeah, that's it, basically. And they were like, oh, we'll crash that as home insurance.
Is that because when you were on the stag do, one of them threw your badger in the Danube?
It is, yeah. So now,
is that how it's pronounced?
Danube.
Oh. Rubbish.
So he's covered for fire, theft, and water damage now.
How much is it to insure a badger now?
£60.
Right. But how much is it worth?
It cost me £15.
Right,
which sentimental.
Buy a new one.
Yeah. Do you ever think to yourself, I'm a bit of an idiot?
No.
No. Okay. Just checking. £60.
Basically, the money you're paying in insurance, you could go out and buy four of those.
Four.
It's not the same. It's not the same. It's only one set.
You're quite attached to him, aren't you?
Yeah.
If you, let's say, the worst happened and you lost Seth, your badger.
Yes.
They're just going to replace it with a new one.
Well, yes, but there's also a money option.
Right.
It's basically life insurance, is there?
Right, okay. And this weekend, what's the plans?
Well, the next 2 weeks are all planned up now.
Go on then.
I've got a stag do in Barcelona with a guy called Jack Howard.
Right. Do you know him?
Nope.
I know a Jack Howard.
Yeah.
You know Jack and Dean? That's Jack Howard.
Ah.
Are you going on a stag do with Jack off of Jack and Dean?
Off of YouTube.
Possibly, I have no idea.
Okay, so someone else you don't know. And then in the following weeks?
Then I'm going to Ibiza with a guy called Chris Stagdu. And then when I come back, there's a girl called Rachel, and I've been booked as her Hindu entertainment.
What are you going to do?
I haven't decided yet. I've got to come up with an act.
So what do you mean? You go along just for one day rather than the whole thing?
Just one night, yeah.
What? Even...
I think it has to be ventriloquism.
I think that's maybe a strict ventriloquism sort of act.
Strict ventriloquism. Yeah, you need to make that badger talk. What happened to the hen do you're supposed to be going on this weekend?
Oh, she cancelled.
Why?
Deleted her Twitter. I don't know. She deleted her Twitter account. So I think it's too much for her.
Anyway, on that note, I've got to go.
Okay, sure.
But I'll speak to you soon on your random stag adventures.
Yep, speak to you soon.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Oh, yes! On Sunday, all day on Radio 1, we are playing nothing but rock. To warm you up for it, Blink 182. All the
small things. BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Le Youth Call. This is BBC Radio 1. So pleased it's Friday. Been a great week, though. Pitbull, all-time low. Okay, why are you still looking at a video of a boy on a horse?
Oh, this is so good. This is my new favourite thing. You know, yesterday I showed you a picture of that guy, the Frostbit guy. You know, I'm obsessed with him.
I can tell.
He kind of went viral earlier this year when he was interviewed by a news crew. And he was talking about the weather
and how bad it had been lately.
Oh, God, you wouldn't belong getting frostbit.
And now you are absolutely obsessed.
I'm obsessed with him.
All the time.
But here's the great news. This is the best news today. A video has come out of him on horseback.
Yes.
Do you want to hear a bit of it? I've got some of the audio here. It's everything you want it to be.
He's just finished his exams, like a lot of people do at the moment.
Yeah.
And by the looks of it, arranged a horse to to leave his exams with. Have you? Okay.
Yeah.
Play that now. So here he is on a horse.
Stray roads, take me home.
And that's him on the horse.
I love this guy so much.
Road, take me home.
There he is.
There he is, just leaving his A-level exams there.
Yeah.
He's the best. We have to get him on somehow.
Oh, you wouldn't belong getting frostbite.
He's a hero.
We've managed to get like Pitbull on this week.
Yeah.
So, I mean, surely we can get this guy on.
Come on. Someone who knows someone who knows someone. We must get the Frostbit guy on.
If he's listening now, or maybe someone's listening that knows him. What a legend. Left his exams on a horse. I am a river. Foo Fighters on Radio 1. Here's a problem. Who do you love more, right? Do you love Frostbit lad? Or Hapax Legomenon guy more?
Oh, what a tricky
that's,
one.
That's hard. The guy off University Challenge.
I think the dream would be getting Frostbit guy to say Hapax Legomenon.
Oh, I mean, yeah, you've got the best of both worlds there then, haven't you? Oh, don't you dare look back, just keep your eyes on me. If you want to see Frostbit man riding out of school on horseback singing Country Road, it's it's on me and Chris's Twitter, mine and Chris's Twitter, if you have a look. What the Moon, Shut Up and Dance. Thank you so much for all your help with trying to find Frostbit Boy. I love it when we all pull together.
Oh, God, you wouldn't belong getting frostbit.
Guess what? He's been in touch.
I did wonder. People were going a bit mad around me here. Is it really?
I believe I can speak to Rory right now. Hello.
You're all right, surely to God.
What?
How you getting on, Scott?
Hello, how are you?
It's him.
I'm not so bad. How's it going?
It's going well. We think you're a legend.
Oh, awful. That's very nice, he is. And what's your name as well? Chris, is it?
Chris, yes. I'm your biggest fan.
That's great.
I loved you when you were doing the Frostbit thing, and then we saw yesterday that you'd been riding out of your exams on horseback.
We drove a horse onto school just after the exams was finished there. All right. Although it was there on Wednesday afternoon there. Just what happened was just I finished up the last Spanish exam there in the morning time. And then just after the exam was finished, I just went round the whole pile of the teachers and just says, right, that's me away there now. All right, good luck to you. And then they thought that was me away then. And then just, I went down then, and little did they know that I had a horse, I'd arranged to pick up a horse, then just a wee car park not too far from the school.
Legend.
And then we had them then at the lunchtime rush, and little did they know that, I mean, they thought they would be never seeing me again. But then they seen me an hour later, except I was on a horse's back.
How was the Spanish exam?
Well, I maybe could have stressed myself a wee bit sooner about it, but oh, by and large, it wasn't too bad, no.
Good.
It was great crack, but now the thing about the horse, it didn't start out as a horse, it started out as a mobility scooter.
What?
But then, did you not hear that? Well, I drove on my baldy scooter on the last day before I got off on the study leave.
What do you mean? So you drove... So previously you've left your school on a mobility scooter. You wanted to do one up, so then you... So this time you decided to go on horseback.
Well, I'll tell you. It was the day before we left, you know, like before the exam started, you know. So then, what I was doing, I was just going about. I put the word out on Facebook that I was looking to get a mobility scooter. And then I finally borrowed one off a wee woman that uses one. Hello, Deirdre, if you're listening. And then I just drove it up past the border, up through the school gates and all. And then but the teachers had found out about it. Some of the wains further down the school had seen it, and then they clattered it to the teachers then. And then they were ready for me. And then the caretaker had to escort me back to the woman's house then.
Wow.
Oh, but then we thought, we'll have to get a bit more extreme now. So then we get this horse then.
But this is what I love about you. You see, most people just finish their exams and they just go out and do,
have a night out.
They'll go for a night out. I love that you planned for that moment, and what an amazing picture it is seeing you on the back of a horse.
It's definitely one for the grand wins now.
It is.
Yeah, you're a legend. I just love how you're so positive about everything, and you finished your exams. You wanted to celebrate properly. What better way to do it than on horseback?
Oh, why not? That's right. It'll definitely not be something we'll forget anyway. It was great crack now.
How old are you, Riri?
18.
18.
18, that's right. I'll be 19 now in September.
You need your own TV show.
Oh, do you reckon? We'll just be chilling on that day.
What's the weather like in are you Derry today?
Oh, I'm just ringing from the house here, eh?
Yeah. What's the weather like?
Well, it was the warmest day of the year, funny enough, there yesterday. And then, it started to spill down then there the day. No, it'd be in fairly short supply now at this time of the year, to tell you the truth now.
You wouldn't be long getting sunburned.
Sunstruck. You wouldn't be long getting sunstruck.
That could be our new one.
There we go. Well, I wish we could speak to you every day.
Yeah, I do as well.
Oh, well, sure, we'll have to phone you up some other time.
Well, you know what? I'd quite like to get, if you don't mind, for you to be on our show every now and again, and just to give your views on things would be awesome.
Oh, well, that's no bother. Well, if you don't know what to think of something, sure, you just give me a wee ring up. That's no bother at all.
You are the best.
This has made our whole week. Thank you so much.
So you want me to be your Olag, me uncle?
Yeah, something like that. Yes. We can figure out the role name. We'll figure it out.
Whatever about it. What was I got to say to you there anyway? But now, no way, you're just going on. Like, you've seen all this frostbite thing and all this horse track. Now, seeing truth, if I did walk down the street in England and that, like, would they know me as much as they do here?
Oh, yeah.
They will now.
We'll make it happen.
You're on Radio 1.
Oh, well, that's very good of you. Well,
hey, listen, we'll be in touch. We'll be in touch, all right?
That'll do, Dan. Well, sure, we'll see you some other time.
Nice.
See you soon.
All right, definitely. All right, good luck. Bye-bye.
Love you, bye.
All right, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
That's Ollie Mears and Beautiful to Me on BBC Radio 1. Good afternoon, Danny Howard.
Afternoon, Scott. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm all right. Where have you been?
Ibiza.
Of course you have.
It's the first week of the season for me this week.
Oh, you need to be careful.
Sunstruck. You won't be long getting sunstruck.
Now, I feel like you're out of the loop with this, but this guy sounds like a bit of a legend.
He's a hero.
He's so good.
I just want him on all the time.
All the time, yeah. Maybe when I'm off, he could do the show.
Oh, wow.
That would be good.
Can you imagine?
What's his name again?
Yes.
Ruri.
Ruri and Chris.
He's incredible. Okay, so Danny's fresh from Ibiza. How was it? Where did you play last night?
Amnesia on the
terrace. Of course you did.
It was amazing.
That's an incredible place.
It is the best place. And I've always wanted to play there. But you know when you just get a photo but at the right moment?
Yeah.
Well, my mate Matt, he got that photo and I spent the whole plane journey about 2 hours ago just looking at this photo.
It's a very good photo.
Incredible.
It looks, I mean, yeah. It looks proper, doesn't it?
I mean,
I'm saying you're not a proper DJ.
To explain the photo, it's you and the club's very busy. It's kicking off.
It's going off. It was good last night.
That must be like, for you, that must be like almost like a childhood dream to play there.
Always. It is. And yeah, you don't realise until you've actually done it, but it was so much fun.
That's
so
awesome.
So good.
Danny's on Dance Anthems on Saturday.
Yes, tomorrow.
That's tomorrow. What's on?
Phono, you know the guy, Real Joy. I'm going to go back to back in the mix with him. Skrillex and Diplo, Where Are You Now? Getting the push tempo treatment, and we're doing the R1 dance chart. We'll find out if Disclosure holding on. You know that tune?
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that was number one last week, so we'll find out if that can top the R1 dance chart again tomorrow.
All right, Danny Howard, 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, dance anthems.
A dubious, yeah, by the way.
No, no, I actually was, I was just lining up the reel or no reels, but I do know the disclosure track. All good. Are these true?
Former Pop Idol contestant Rick Waller is now an exam invigilator.
Oh! We were talking about exam invigilators earlier and the games they play to keep it from being less boring when they're just stood there.
Now, I'm not cheating by typing in his name.
Well, you are.
Oh, well done.
Well, I'm not, because I just need a gentle reminder of what he looks like. Well, okay.
Yeah, get him up. Let's have a look.
Who's Rick Wright?
It was a long time ago. He was the, probably like 2002, was it? Years ago.
Right, I've got pictures of Rick Waller. Yeah.
He was the big guy.
He looks like an invigilator, doesn't he? The kind of person that would be. I don't know what they look like, but he
Describe
does.
Rick Waller.
He looks like an invigilator.
I don't really remember Rick Waller. I vaguely remember the name. So it was a contestant.
It was the same year. Well, it was the same one as Gareth Gates and Will Young, I think.
Okay.
A long time ago.
He didn't win, did he?
No, because Will Young won.
Okay.
I love related people. Michelle McManus.
We were talking earlier about exam invigilators.
Right,
and,
okay.
And some of the games that they get up to during the exams.
They chase each other.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised, because when you're doing an exam, it's quite boring. Yeah. So for them to be in the room and not actually do anything must be even worse. So.
If you missed any of this, it's on the podcast, but we spoke to an actual invigilator who we had to change the voice of. They couldn't be identified.
Wasn't Rick Waller, was it?
It wasn't Rick Waller, no.
Well, we don't know. He said his name was Steve. It was a woman. and they also do a game of pupil most likely to ...
Good game.
Yeah, so they'll go and stand next to the person that they've all agreed is most likely to be prime minister, be a millionaire. Yeah,
well, and they look at the answers over the shoulder.
The one that hasn't washed today. You know, when they just come and stand by you for a while? That's the game that they're playing.
Make you feel really awkward.
But is Rick Waller, off of Pop Idol, an exam invigilator?
I would love to think this is real. I'm saying real.
I'm going to go real on this one.
That one is real.
Absolutely true. After giving up a life of pop music, probably best, Rick is now an invigilator and has done it for a couple of years. Fair play to him.
Good on him, yeah.
And next.
Footballer Wayne Rooney is annoyed at his England teammates after he was accidentally left out of a squad WhatsApp group.
Oh, I'd be livid with that.
But this is easy done, though, isn't it? It's like when you're trying to tag up all your mates in a picture on Facebook or something, and you always forget one.
So Rooney annoyed at his other England teammates because they just left him out of the squad WhatsApp group. Now, that would be a good group to be part of, wouldn't it?
But a tricky one. I mean, so what must have happened, if this is real, is everyone else is on their phones. Because if everyone else in the squad's on that group, that means they're all getting the messages at the same time. So and message goes off in the pocket. Every other player.
Yeah, apart from Rooney.
And Rooney's like, what's going on? What's going on? And then Rooney would have then realised. And I just can't see it playing out like that. So I think I'm going to go no real.
He wouldn't be happy, would he? He's a top dog as well. He's the main boy there. Mm. He should be the first name on the group.
Yeah, he wouldn't be left out.
I want to say no real as well.
That one is no real.
Yes, boys, you were right to go no real on that one. What about this?
A man pretending to be Ed Sheeran on a night out gave the game away after attempting to chat up Ed Sheeran's cousin.
Oh, that is unlucky.
What are the chances? Oh, that is unlucky.
So he's gone up to a girl on a night out saying,
Hey, I'm Ed Sheeran.
Hey, do you like Bloodstream? Yeah.
That's me. She's gone, but I'm his cousin.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing.
I mean, that is very unlucky. But I saw Ed Sheeran do an interview the other day, and he was saying that fair play, people who are just ginger, going up to people on a night out and pretending to be him. He said that he would do the same.
Right.
And after a few, you know, it's easy.
He probably does do that, but except he's Ed Sheeran, so I suppose it's different. Yes, it is different.
Also, there was someone for a while that my DJ gigs used to be like, oh, I'm Scott Mills' brother, and would never get in because they would come up to me and go, your brother's here. And I was like, well, he's not. And then that's the end of that, isn't it?
The thing is, knowing you really well, it probably was your brother out there and you probably just didn't let him in.
No, don't let him in.
I know what you're like with organisation. He's probably been texting you for weeks saying, do you know what? It'd be really nice. I'm going to come along to one of your gigs. And you're like, yeah, bro.
I just forgot.
Your brother's here. No, it's
no,
not my brother.
It's not him. Send him away. Yes. So real or no real, fake Ed Sheeran called out by Ed Sheeran's actual cousin.
Come on, no real.
I was going to say real.
That one is real.
Yes. Ed revealed during a US radio interview, guy comes up to his cousin and said, hi, I've got my songs on the radio and My name's Ed Sheeran. So Ed's cousin, Kathy, then just pulls out her ID and goes, well, funny that, because I'm Kathy Sheeran, his cousin. Unlucky, mate. See you later. Bye. And at the end of that round of real or no real.
Okay, I got 20. Danny got 30.
Yeah. Yes, Danny. You flying off to Ibiza before your show tomorrow? Or you're just having
after,
a night in?
After the show.
Tomorrow night.
Pasha tomorrow night.
Oh, your air miles must be on. Oh, imagine that.
Do you have your bag all packed, all ready to go?
Yeah, I mean, literally.
It's like a grab bag.
Oh, yeah. You'll be getting so many free flights to Europe if you keep on flying that much. It's been a good week. Don't forget to download the other podcasts here, including Pitbull and All Time Low. And we're back on Radio 1 Monday from 1 p.m. Scott Mills, BBC Radio.